My message to the world is, first of all, I would like to thank the international community, our African brothers, the support that they have been given to Somalia to defeat Al-Shabaab and its code event. And that has given results, very good results. Al-Shabaab is defeated and they are on the run, but their threat is not yet finished. Militarily, they are defeated. However, I would like to pass the world, we need to keep sustaining on this support and effort. The effort of the region alone is not enough. We need a unity against this scourge of the terrorist groups. The African Union, IGAD, and the neighboring countries of Somalia did a very good job in uprooting this, but it's not yet finished. It's now on the run. We need to fight not only militarily, but ideological, economical, and socially. So what I am saying to the world is that we need sustained funding and support to the African Union mission in Somalia and to Somali National Army so that a final defeat of Al-Shabaab will be realized.
Is it possible to wipe them out?
Yes, it is. It is possible. And in Somalia, it's possible. I cannot speak about the other countries, but in Somalia, it's possible. We know the bulk of the fighting force in Al-Shabaab are not fighting due to ideology, but there are other factors that contribute regarding the poverty, regarding lack of employment opportunity, lost generations that have never been to school for the last 20 years. These factors combined together give them an opportunity. If we provide alternative way of life to the youth, if we provide employment opportunity, if we provide education, and if we provide a sustainable livelihood, then I think Shabaab can defeat. One prerequisite for all this is a functioning state in Somalia that controls the territory, that can provide all these opportunities to people. That will be the demise of Al-Shabaab.
And lastly, on the issue of ICC, African countries have been claiming that the ICC has been focusing on African leaders only. What is the stance of Somalia on this issue?
The ICC, the way it's now handling, is not appropriate. This is not a court for the African leaders. There are conflicts, but once the conflicts are getting recovered, once the communities started healing, then only the ICC intervention comes, and it becomes an obstacle for the healing and the reconciliation that may happen at the local level. Look in Kenya. The two major communities that fought in the last conflict, both electoral conflict, is now joining together hands, and they are reconciling, healing their process. They agreed to move forward. Now the leaders are brought to the ICC. That will only create more suspicion and more mistrust within the communities. It's not helping at this time. So I think it will be a good idea, the ICC, to look back and review its procedures and way of handling it.